So what I will do, because this bit is still being recorded or going out to the public, so I will, I was going to say I'll combine the two, but I won't actually. So the purpose of this is to think about what, if you like, to sum up and what we might want to communicate to the ISB and the trustees. What I've tried to do, and I will go through quickly, is a summary of both, I think, what I will include, what I intend to include in the report that will obviously get circulated to everybody, but some of the key messages. So I won't say everything, but perhaps some of the key messages, and see if others have got other things that, not necessarily your own pet subjects, but things that you felt that came through generally. And I think that just going through, obviously we'll comment, the points to provide advice back in terms of the research program, that's supportive of the program, and that the explanations generally are clear. However, key considerations for the ISB staff to consider is the clarity of the communication, consideration of disruptive research, that's my words, particularly around the positioning of IFRS, and consideration of the extent and priority of research, and that links very clearly with the agenda consultation. And that's that one. And in terms of the agenda consultation, obviously a number of suggestions made around that agenda consultation, and in particular around the method of presentation. I think the key messages from us that I jotted down was to acknowledge that we're in a different space than we were with the previous consultation, because we have the research program there. To make it really, really clear communication around the document, be explicit about the freedom or constraints of the existing agenda, consider the agenda as a whole portfolio, including the research, and emphasize and include the fact that decisions are largely around prioritization rather than anything new. And supported, what have I written here? No, I think that covers. There are other things that I've put in the notes, but those were the key messages that I had from that one, and I should probably stop on each one and ask, does anyone have any different views? So does anyone have is anyone disagree with what I've suggested for the research? Feedback? Yep, Micheline.
Clarification. So the emphasis on prioritization, yes.
Yes.
As opposed to adding other things, I think they still want to be open.
Yes.
So be careful about how you say things.
Yes. That's on the agenda discussion. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No, agreed. Okay. Anything else either on the research or agenda consultation that I've said that anyone wants to add anything else or disagrees? No? Okay. With leases, the feedback that we provided on the other actions that we might take was the clarity of the definitions is really important. Agreed that no TRG was necessary. However, be explicit in stating why not, so that it was very clear. Include education meetings with national standard setters, and be explicit about US gap differences and reconciliation, and that the snapshots and effects analysis were very important around those next steps around leases. Any disagreement or additions, comments on those? And I know I've got the luxury of having made notes on these. The review of the structure and effectiveness, that basically we supported the general approach and the scoped in and out bits. Revisit the wording of question two, which was the bit about keeping abreast of, as opposed to being at the forefront of or whatever, but reconsider that. Separate the taxonomy issues and questions from the more general technology digital discussion and questions. Reconsistency, add some more depth to the discussion, re-options to consider, in that what we had in there was what other option, what else does anyone say, and perhaps we should add something about what options there might be. And further questions around in this same thing are what we're doing, is what we are doing the right thing, and what are the problems we are trying to address around that consistency thing, so it's got more context around it. And we also made some suggestions around the governance, more rationale in the discussion, suggest putting more rationale in the discussion. Any comments or questions around that as broad messaging? No? The ISB activities, no specific feedback is what I've written here. obviously, there were various comments that we've made, and I'll put more in the update, but no specific feedback, I think, that we needed to provide that came out of the discussion. The use of the IFRS and the surveys around jurisdictions, I think probably the feedback was, again, consistent. The general was consider the wider use of the survey and the profile results to ensure we're making the best use of having got that information. And then finally, in terms of that last session around strategy, probably the key bits of feedback, I think, probably that were, you know, obviously picked up, was around the success matrix and to have another look at the success matrix to make sure that they were measurable or tangible and can relate to those. And that was probably the number of other, obviously, comments and not putting down anything that anybody has said on any of it, but to me those were probably the key things that came out of. So a reasonable amount of positive or constructive, I think is the word I'm looking for, feedback from us over the last 2 days. Obviously a hell of a lot more depth, and all of the information has been captured by recording and people making notes as we went through. The Foundation and ISB team, is there anything you want to add to that in terms of the feedback that you've received and think I should be recording as the feedback from us?
Don't think so. It's a good summary.
Okay. In which case, what I would like to do for the public record to wrap this up is to say thank you all, as members of the council, for your contribution. It is, and the Foundation and the ISB certainly do find it valuable and certainly are really appreciative of the time that you as members give up, both to physically be here, to for your organisations to allow you to be physically be here. However, also in terms of the work that you do between times in getting information and being in a position to be able to comment at these meetings. One thing I would say is that we haven't talked at this meeting specifically around what we do individually and around our secondary objective in terms of communications between meetings, and that is possibly something when we come on to the next session about the agenda as to how we can get that onto perhaps a future agenda. I'd also like to formally thank the IFRS, the Foundation staff and the ISB staff for, if you like, being here and sharing with us and listening to us and hopefully getting some value from us, but being here, and very much in particular Ida and Micah, who isn't here in the room at the moment, for actually getting us here, getting an agenda, making sure the papers are here, hounding me, and generally, thank you very much for your contribution to this. It wouldn't happen without you, Ida, and Micah, so thank you for that. And on that, does anybody have any further business for the public meeting? Sorry, I should do one last thing, and I'm looking at him right now, which is to formally acknowledge and thank Alan Teixeira both for his contribution to the Foundation and the ISB for the last 10 years and 2 months or thereabouts, and in particular from this organisation to thank Alan for his contribution and sharing with us and education of us and listening to us and arguing with us occasionally over that, well, me in particular, over a long period. And as I said, I have known Alan for a hell of a lot longer than that, 10 years, 15, 18 years, thereabouts. So we will certainly miss him. But as we all know, the world of accounting is a very small world. So I'm sure we will all see Alan again in some way, shape or form. So thank you, Alan, for your contribution, and we wish you well. And on that note, does anyone have anything else they would like to say? In which case, I will close the formal meeting.